On this episode, we review Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom, as well as give our thoughts on the new quick service option, Pepe, at Disney Springs. This is episode 163 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And now we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. So go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe to that feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic network has you covered all week long. And if you're looking to plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Universal Orlando Resort vacation, make sure you reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. Now, at no cost to you, she will help you plan your entire trip, help you out with ADRs, fast passes. Just let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. And if you want even more content, if you want Diz Dudes Live, which will now be coming at you every Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, you want to go out and check out ctmvip.com, find out what Club 32 is all about, and go ahead and join. And before we kick off this episode, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor, the awesome folks at Expedition Roasters.
A new coffee for Expedition Roasters, Curacao and Curacao. This tag says drink me for a Wonderland coffee crumb cake experience. Oh my, I feel so exhilarated. And look at all of these other handcrafted themed coffees and teas they have. It's like falling down a rabbit hole into the most wonderful coffee and tea party. Now you better hurry, you don't want to be late. So head over to expeditionroasters.com to brew a little magic at your home. Capture the magic, listeners. Be sure to use code CTM20 for 20% off your first purchase with us. Brew your happy place.
Thank you so much, Expedition Roasters. We're so excited to try that new blend, which I believe you just ordered.
Yes, along with that, I also ordered some Harry Potter, the butterscotch. One, the Hufflepuff, because Kaylin wanted it.
That sounds good.
So, yeah, I'm excited because I'm drinking it all black. So, and I also ordered
teas.
One tea, but there was another, there was one more coffee.
I know. I don't even remember what you got. You know what, though? It will be delicious.
I know. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, let's get into today's episode. This is going to be mostly a Yak and Yeti review, and then we're going to tack on a little bit of Pepe at the end, because we did have lunch there. We had a chance to eat there, mm-hmm. but it didn't probably warrant a full episode, so I figured I'll tack it on to the end of this one. So let's first start off with Yak and Yeti. Now, we had eaten here before, but we had sat at the bar, mm-hmm. So we want to take the whole family back and have an actual sit-down experience. So we booked lunch at Animal Kingdom, 1 p.m. on a Friday. Obviously, this is in Animal Kingdom theme park, and this is in the Asia section. This is considered American, Asian, Chinese seafood cuisine. It is a themed dining. Price range is $2.
Yay. Right?
So this is $15 to $34.99 per adult. As far as dining plans go, this does obviously not accept the quick service dining plan, but it does accept the Disney dining plan at one credit and the Disney Deluxe dining plan at one credit. Now you can get lunch from 11 to 3:30 p.m. Dinner is served from 4 to 8 p.m. You want to read maybe a little bit about this family-friendly feast?
Sure. It's discover exciting Pan-Asian cuisine at a quaint village home that's been transformed into a restaurant. At the base of Expedition Everest sites Yak and Yeti Restaurant, a table service eatery serving delicious dishes from various regions across Asia.
Very well done. I like the, I don't think I realized that, the quaint village home. But now that I think of the decor, I definitely see that.
Well, it's got upstairs and...
Yeah. Well, it goes on to say, decorated with the proprietor's collection of Southeast Asian artifacts, this eclectic eatery offers a menu of sweet and sour chicken, ahi tuna nachos, pork pot stickers, and Kobe beef burgers. Vegetarian options abound, as do kid-friendly choices like tempura chicken, cheeseburgers, and mac and cheese. And the next store, of course, not to be confused with Yak and Yeti Local Food Cafe, and that adjacent quick service restaurant offers lunch, dinner, and snack options for travelers on the go. Actually also offers breakfast, which I really, really want to try because
it looked good.
They have breakfast tacos.
Mm.
And if it's in a taco, it is delicious.
Okay.
Not to be confused with our dog, because now that's weird. Mm-hmm. If it's in him, not delicious. If it's in a taco at a restaurant, delicious.
Okay.
Have I gone too far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yep. Okay. So let's talk about, I guess, our experience going in, because, you know, this was during spring break week.
Yes.
Right. And yes. We had looked, it was, I don't even know, it was a couple episodes ago. We had mentioned this and then said, you know what, let's eat there. Let's go sit down again, like full experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, all four of us, because we had done the bar last time, just you and I think on an anniversary trip maybe last year. And so went ahead and looked for a reservation. Actually was not finding one, which was crazy because, you know, week or two out, I was looking for reservations, Tiffin's. Wide open.
Yeah.
Tusker House, wide open. Mm-hmm. Rainforest Cafe, wide open. Mm-hmm. Not as much a surprise there. Yeah. But so I again used the reservation finder with touring plans, and one popped up, snagged at 1 p.m. on a Friday during spring break.
But didn't for some reason that like not work?
The first time it did not work. I think one came up for 12:30. And I think I forgot to click all the way through because it actually brings up Disney's page. And there is like one final accept that I may have forgot the first time I did it. Or it's also quite possible that you would never believe this, but Disney's website and app, they don't always work properly. Like, I know this is a shock to everyone that's listening because for most everyone, it is 100% perfect all the time. But on this given day, I don't know if it was a full moon, if... whatever was happening, Mercury rising. Isn't that what they call it? Mercury rising? Isn't that when like...
Mercury?
I don't know why I said Mercury. But Mercury. Now it doesn't sound right when I say it. How do you say it? Mercury. Oh, okay. Move on. Something's going on now. All right. Anyway, so I did another reservation finder and got the one for 1 p.m. So you want to talk about a little bit about check-in process and going in? First of all, after... Yeah, you ran and were pushing women and children aside to get over there.
I didn't do that. I was snaking. I didn't run into anybody.
You were danger noodling all through those people.
I was.
Which, again, easy for a 5'2 tiny woman, not so good for a 6'3 large man
well,
to try and slither your way through.
I got nervous because it was almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how it really worked
it really
with
busy.
It being this busy. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I mean, I know that they say, you know, they hold it or whatever, for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
But still, I just, no. So I walked up at 12:59 and was checking in.
Ran up while screaming, move or lose it, sister.
yeah. So anyways, I checked in and they had my name and they were like, okay, you know, listen for your name to be called. And there was a lot of people inside. So I stood in there. And Kaylin, I think, came in, but you stood outside.
Yes.
And it was, like I said, very, very busy.
It was.
I think they were allowing walk-up. Because a lot of times you can walk up and say, hi, can we get a reservation? And they'll be like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This one, I think they said, sure, but it'll be about 45 minutes to an hour or an
something
hour
like
to
that,
90
yeah.
minutes or yeah. whatever.
It was going to be quite a wait. And even from what I could tell, it sounded like even the people with reservations, they were expecting a 15, 20 minute delay.
Yeah.
Because they were
did
just
say they were
slammed.
Running behind.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So we went. So I walked up to the bar, got some drinks.
And that was quick.
Yeah, that was really quick. Very, very, very small bar area.
They're like six chairs?
Six seats, maybe. 6 to 8 seats. So went up, got that, got you a glass of wine. I got a beer. They do have 22-ounce beers for like $9 or $10. So probably one of the best priced beers anywhere on property.
Nice.
That's something that you like to partake in, then that's a good place to do it. So we went out and sat, and again, you know, like the decor is saying about, you know, it's this, it's themed to like a proprietor's collection of Southeast Asian artifacts and all. It's really what it feels like. It is kind of like, it's like a museum in like somebody's house in Asia, like had a baby. You think?
No.
No, you'd use a different description. What would your description be? Mine was very visual.
I don't know.
But it's a cool decor. I mean,
it is.
I think it's got one of those yeah, it's one of those things where you can like, you can look around at every little corner and every little inch of the walls and see something different and see something very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they came and got us. Mm-hmm. And so we had been told ahead of time that you want to request upstairs.
And I forgot.
Yeah, and you totally forgot.
Yep.
Didn't matter.
Because
we got upstairs. Yep. And so you walk through. We went upstairs. He asked if we would rather do the elevator or the stairs. And we said stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the story. I'm really painting that picture, aren't I? It's a bit
you
too
are.
Much of a picture. But there's artifacts like lining the stairs. So
and
that
the stairs
was cool.
Are really pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right in the middle, I think, of everything.
Yeah, they're made of wood.
Mm-hmm. And can you see through them? Is that those kind of stairs?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't like I can't those. Remember. I just feel like I'm going to trip or they're just going to collapse. I like enclosed stairs, like where you can't see through the actual step thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just freaked me out, man. So we went up, we're seated, and it actually wasn't too busy upstairs, but
where we were, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there was people sitting, but it wasn't like hustle and bustle.
Right. And that's what I think I really liked about upstairs
downstairs
is as we walked through downstairs, it seemed
hustle
loud
and bustle.
And hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And upstairs seemed much more secluded, quiet. I felt like the tables were a little more spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So got our seat. And
I think it had to be because where we were, there was us against the wall and then just a little small aisle. And on the other side was a dad and his daughter. But then on the other side of them was the hole.
Yeah, it was like a loft.
Yeah.
Like looking down, like, yeah. Yes, it's a hole.
And you could probably, see down.
Yeah, I should probably fix that place. There's just holes in the floor.
But then,
upstairs.
Then when you were looking, I mean, the stairs came right up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, straight down there was tables, you know, from, you know, behind you because you were sitting that way.
Yep. Yep. For
and
the
then,
visual that all the people can't see.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, so I think that's why it didn't seem so busy because of those giant...
Yeah. Well, you didn't have table on top of table, and you're right. With the giant spaces, like the loft area looking down, you couldn't fit
stairs.
Tables in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the stairs, so therefore, there just wasn't as much going on. And there
Which
actually were
nice.
Some empty tables upstairs, so took a couple minutes to get our waitress, but she was great, and we weren't in any sort of rush or hurry, so we didn't care
you know,
how long it was taking, and we were just kind of, you know, trying to relax a little bit. I really, really like this atmosphere, and we're going to go ahead and we'll dive into the menu unless there's anything else other than food you want to discuss. No?
Mm-hmm.
Kids menus? Got regular kids menus. Kids started coloring.
No, not really. They started on
their phones.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, let's get into the menu
because the
food is what people care about. All right?
Well, and the menu will have what the kids ate, too.
Yeah, and this is one of, I feel like, the most extensive menus I've seen.
Yeah.
There is a ton of items.
Yeah.
So what I've done, and again, part of being a member of Club 32, you do get show notes. What I've done is I've listed most all of the items, but not with descriptions and pricing.
Oh, good. So you're not going to read it all?
I'm going to read every last word of it.
No.
I'm just literally going to sit here in a monotone voice and read every word on the entire menu.
Okay.
Including the story of Yak and Yeti.
Oh, well, I hope these people are listening before bed, or in bed, so they'll just fall asleep.
How dare you? All right. So we start off with small plates, and you have normal things like pork pot stickers, you have pork egg rolls, firecracker shrimp. What we had actually done on the previous trip when we sat at the bar was got the wok fried green beans.
They were good.
These are $9.99. They're battered green beans with a sweet Thai chili dipping sauce.
They were really good.
Excellent. Yeah. Very lightly fried, kind of like a light tempura batter on the green beans. Nice big plate full.
Fresh, good green beans. Yeah,
very, very good. I would recommend that for sure. Under shareables, now these are all meant for two people, okay? Mm-hmm. They've got a Big Island tuna poke bowl. They have a dim sum basket. They got lettuce cups. And then I'm going to let you talk about what we got, which was, so when I told people like out on social media, I said, we're going to go to Yak and Yeti. What do you recommend? 95% of the people recommended this dish. And so if we had not gotten it, nachos, then we'd have been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk about it. Ahi tuna nachos. Sorry, I was talking over you.
Mm-hmm. Which you do often.
I never talk over Go ahead.
It was 60.
I think that's rude that you said. No, seriously, go ahead. I won't do it again. No.
It was $16.99. It's sushi grade ahi. Asian slaw, crispy fried wontons, wasabi aioli, sweet soy glaze. And it does... the crispy fried wontons. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the chips were the wontons. And yeah. I mean, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I loved it. The tuna... Oh my gosh. The tuna was so good. Like, it was really good. Like, it tasted like they caught it this morning and... We had it for lunch.
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
Really, it was really, really good. And
this dish is the size of a baby.
It was a big dish, but
I think we could have split this.
It was the size of Stitch.
And been happy with our meal. Like, I'm not saying we would have walked out like, oh my God, I'm so full, I'll never eat again. But we would have walked out going, okay, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied.
Yeah,
but
it was so it's a cold nacho dish because you're talking about ahi tuna.
Yep.
Right. So this isn't even seared. This is just straight up cubed raw ahi tuna. Yep. Very, very good. You get the nice crispy fried wontons, tuna on top. What I loved is the wasabi aioli, because it's wasabi, had a nice kick to it.
Yeah, so it was a little spicy, but not too bad.
Yeah, and it was balanced, I think, then by the slaw and by the glaze, the soy glaze.
But if you're a person that is like, if you think pepper is spicy, you would not be
right.
For this dish.
Yes, yes.
So yeah. So it is a spice. It is. If you're a 1 to 10 spice and you love 10, this is a 2 for you.
Right. Yeah.
But if you don't like spice and you're like spice from 1 to 10, I like a one. Then
this might be a little spicy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for us, we both like somewhat of spice. I don't like spice that makes me sweat and hurts where you don't get enough flavor. This was perfect.
It was.
It's a nice little kick, but you had the flavor of the wasabi, you got everything, and these were some perfect bites. I mean, again, this dish was so big, and we knew we were going to order an entree to split, that it was one of those where you're like, okay, I'm done. And then you pick up another one and you eat it. And you're like, seriously, I'm not eating anymore. Well, and you pick up another one and you eat it until we pretty much clean the entire plate.
Well, it was very warm that day.
Yeah.
And we could not have taken it with us.
No, not at all. Yeah, this is not a dish you're going to carry unless you're heading, it's a cool day and you're heading straight back because you're talking raw tuna.
Right.
You don't want that. Yeah, so you're not going to throw that in your park bag. Well, I mean, we really did.
Yeah.
But $16.99.
What'd you think of the price?
I felt like I should have given them more money for this. like, are you sure you don't want to charge me more? I think if you went and you could easily, any human being, I think, could have sat and eaten this as their full meal and satisfied at $16.99. And it'd be one of the best deals on property for that price.
Yeah.
So I honestly could not recommend this enough. This is one where I can see, you know, you and I without the kids, we go back, we just walk up, sit at the bar, order this.
I would like to because I heard, who was it we were talking to about the pot stickers?
Yeah, I've heard those are very, very good.
Somebody said they thought they were better than Ohana.
I would like to,
I know,
to talk to that person and give them a stern.
But you don't know. You haven't had them.
That's true.
So we have to go out and have them, and then you can talk, give a stern talking to if they're not better. Right. Yeah, what if they're right?
I really liked the Ohana pot stickers, but I wasn't like you.
I loved them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to have these.
Okay. Well, we can do that. Maybe for our anniversary, we'll go pop in there one day. All right. They have soups and salads. What are you laughing at? They have soups and salads. They have a wonton soup, house salad. They have a kale Caesar salad, and then you can either add cilantro lime chicken or cilantro lime shrimp to that. And they have a seared
shrimp.
Yeah, I was gonna read it. Then they have a seared tuna salad.
Seared tuna. Right?
Then we get into noodles in bowls. They have lo mein, which you can get either plain chicken, shrimp, or vegetable. They have a pork belly ramen, which I would very much like to try because I've been doing some of the ramen bowls. I did the duck ramen at Kona. I did the pork belly ramen at Morimoto. So I would be interested to try this ramen and see how it stacks up to some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pork belly, which is awesome. They have a Korean roasted cauliflower, which would be very, very good to try. Now, what you and I had on our last bar visit was the lobster garlic noodles. Mm-hmm. This is $30.99. This is an expensive dish. Lobster, shrimp, scallops. You have baby spinach, red peppers, stupid mushrooms that I make Rhonda eat, and it's tossed in a
shiitake.
Shiitake. Watch your mouth. It's a family show. And tossed in zesty garlic stir fry sauce. We had this last time. Huge dish. All the portions here that I have seen or we've tried are big.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a fabulous, amazing dish.
Yes.
I would recommend this even for $30.99. I do think it's a shareable dish. You know, if you go back and you talk about, you know, we'll get into the dish we ordered this day, but, you know, you do $17 for your nachos and another $31 for your garlic noodles. You know, you're only going at, I'm going to do math here, 7, 30, that'd be like 38, 49, about $50, you know, not counting tip. It's $25 a person for a lot of food and really, really good food. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's bad, you know, as far as Disney standards. All right, under specialties, we have the seared miso salmon. We have poor duck. I don't know how to say it, but I thought, isn't this what I wanted to order just to say the name of it?
Oh, yeah. But how would you pronounce it? Baklava? So it'd be...
No, it'd be baktapor. I think it's baktapor. Baktapor duck. Sounds nothing like baklava.
The beginning's like it. So then you just say...
It's also the same as the beginning of baby.
Nuh-uh.
Baklava, baby, baktapor. They all start with ba.
You start with ba.
Okay. You have a sheep order this. What would you like to eat? I would like the baktapor duck. They have a coconut shrimp, an Asian seared tuna. And then would you like to talk about what we got, which you said, Jeremy, order whatever you want. And then I ordered this and it came and you ate some and you were like, this is not anything like I expected. I don't like it. So you want to talk about this experience?
Because you didn't tell me what it was. So he ordered the chicken tataki masala, right?
No, I didn't. I ordered the chicken tikka masala.
Same thing. Just kidding. It's $24.99. It's boneless chicken breast, marinated in yogurt and freshly ground herbs, cooked in a traditional masala sauce. Jasmine rice, garlic, naan bread. Naan. So, it's Indian.
Yes, this is much an Indian dish.
And I didn't know.
While we're eating in Asia. I don't know why I picked it. What I really wanted was the Korean beef.
Well, why didn't you get that? Or the baktapa.
Sure. I could have gotten the baktapa.
The
baktapor duck.
The Baja duck.
We should have got. I would actually really like to go back and get the Baja Men duck. Okay, so. You ended up liking this dish.
I did.
Once
because...
you realized that it wasn't the dish you expected, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once I realized.
I thought it was amazing.
I should have been sitting on the floor across crisscross applesauce, scooping up Indian food into my mouth.
Okay.
That's how Indians eat.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure.
Every movie I've ever seen. Which, Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah.
See?
That's true.
See?
Yeah. Luckily, we didn't have that bathroom scene.
Well, he was like, not allergic to it. He was.
He didn't like spicy food.
But his stomach did not.
Yeah, his stomach, it did not agree with them. And then, yeah, he ended up having to like.
He was
wipe
sweating.
His butt with a loofah and a ferret. He thought about wiping it with a ferret, which is pretty funny. If you haven't seen Along Came Polly, then you have no idea what's happening.
Anyways, so again, being in Asia, having the amazing nachos and tuna, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're in India and eating Indian food.
Yeah. But you ended up liking it.
Absolutely.
It's very, first of all, this is what I like about these. Excuse me. This is what I love about a dish like this. I love a dish that comes with bread that you use to like sop up the sauce.
Oh, that just does not
and the
sound
flavors.
Appetizing, but yeah.
So you got a bunch of very thin grilled naan bread. Again, this is served in a bowl. It's almost a little soupy, but has nice big chunks of very tender chicken in it. Yep. Some might even say the chicken was moist. That's all up in there. I thought it had a perfect amount of spice, but it's well balanced with the fact that it is marinated in yogurt and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love to do is you take a triangle of that naan bread and, you know, your spoon or fork, and you just scoop up the sauce and the chicken in it. And, yeah, and just eat it with your hands and just having fun washing it down with a nice cold 22-ounce Bud Light, which is the Indian beer of choice, by the way.
Oh, I'm
they
sure
love Bud
it
Light.
Is.
It's Bud Light.
Isn't it?
That commercial.
What is a real Indian beer?
I actually don't know. I don't think I drink a lot of Indian
beers.
Kieran is Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I don't know about, I'm not sure about Indian beers, but Bud Light goes well with it. I will say that. So, did you like this dish?
Yes, I did.
Would you recommend somebody gets it?
Yeah. If they like Indian food.
Okay.
Jasmine rice was really good.
Oh, yeah. The rice was great with it. Another nice balance.
And, yeah, I mean, I would eat it with that, and I really didn't take the bread and sop it up like you said.
But I wouldn't say you would probably go back and order this again because there's so many other amazing options on this menu.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I can agree with that. Like,
but,
even if.
I mean, I would recommend it. I wouldn't say, oh, gosh, don't get it. Everything was really good. All the flavors were great. The food was great.
If somebody said, I love chicken tikka masala, I'd be like, you should go to Yak and Yeti and get it. It's amazing.
Okay.
I think if somebody said, I'm going to Yak and Yeti,
what should I get?
What do you recommend? Like, I would go with the lobster garlic noodles over this, only because it's more of, I think it's a better dish and it's more of the experience of this Pan-Asian type restaurant, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next you go into your wok and you got honey chicken, sweet and sour chicken, and they have a Korean beef. I really want to do the Korean beef. Then you have a grilled section, which includes Korean barbecue ribs. I would love to try. You have a Kobe beef burger.
Kobe.
Not to be confused with the basketball player. You have a fresh catch.
Which was? Did we ask?
We did not ask because it's not listed on the menu because it's fresh. So they don't know.
It was tuna. They caught it the morning.
Okay. They have a teriyaki chicken and a soy herb glazed ribeye, which sounds very, very good. Your choice of sides include house fried rice, chicken fried rice. You can get steamed rice, sauteed baby bok choy, garlic noodles, or coconut shrimp. You want to talk about what they have available for dessert. And then again, what was recommended to us by listeners and what we ended up getting.
You don't want to talk about the kids first because they didn't have, they had an actual entree.
Yeah, we can talk about kids. So for, yeah, let them know what they have on a kid's meal.
And then we'll go to dessert.
Okay. That works.
So on the kids meal or kids entrees, they actually have a good amount of stuff.
They really do.
Which is cheeseburger, noodles, chicken fried rice, mini corn dogs, grilled chicken basket. I mean, grilled chicken breast. It, which could be a basket. I don't know.
Could be served in a basket. That's true.
Mac and cheese, teriyaki chicken breast, and tempura chicken. So Kaylin has been in love with teriyaki chicken lately.
Yeah. Yeah, from Katsura Grill.
She loves that. And then now she's like just trying it anywhere.
Yeah.
So we went here
Except
and they
probably
had
our
it.
House. If I make it, she probably wouldn't touch
probably.
It.
Probably. But they had it here, so she was so excited, and I was excited because she's old and she's eating off the kids' menu.
Don't tell anyone.
They both got
both ordered one
teriyaki chicken. It comes with a choice of two sides, and a kid sized portion of milk or apple juice, which is $9.50, and they were two good chicken breast. Sizes.
Yeah. I mean, it was,
for
I would say it was more
a
like
child.
A, I would say, yeah, I would say it was like a
I'd have been full from it.
Yeah. Well, you're the size of a child. I would say they were each, it was two pieces. I would almost call them like medallions. Like.
They're bigger than that. They were squares.
Okay. All right. They were, yeah, like, just go on. Cause I want to say something. They don't know if it'll be inappropriate.
Don't then, because okay, it probably will be.
Okay.
So anyways, their sides. So
I'll tell Club 32 later what I was thinking.
Your sides is carrot sticks, applesauce, grapes, corn, go-gurt, steamed veggies, white rice or brown rice. And then dessert is a chocolate pudding or a chocolate chip ice cream sandwich. And so,
which costs extra.
It
That's
does.
Not part of it, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, they didn't get that. But anyways, the sides they picked, because you get a choice of two sides, they actually wanted both rice, double rice.
What did they pick?
White rice and white rice. And
they're the same children when we go to our local restaurant, which has like an incredible chef. Mm-hmm. They order a bowl of rice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kaylin actually ordered another side of teriyaki sauce,
yeah,
because I guess she ran out and wanted to eat more rice.
Yeah,
but both kids both ate all their meat.
Yep,
and Kaylin ate a lot of rice. Lacey,
she ate some, but yeah, you're talking $9.50. This is actually a really, really well priced. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a quick service that I feel like for a kid at $9.50, you get this amount of good food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not talking chicken tenders and French fries or burger and French fries. I mean, this is a great, mm-hmm. great price.
Yep.
You know, and not everybody has, and for this was a lot of rice. I mean, if they had gotten rice and veggies or, you know, rice and mm-hmm. whatever
and,
else,
yeah,
I mean.
They could have.
Yeah.
Like they could have gotten grapes and rice because they like grapes a lot.
Because what goes better with rice than grapes?
Well, I'm just saying.
They're delicious together.
You get fruit.
I love grape fried rice.
Yeah. All right. So now we can move to dessert.
Now I'm going to let you talk about the desserts.
So you have a New York cheese.
You know the difference between spelling desert and dessert, which you teach children is how to spell them?
No, but please tell me.
Desert only has one S because like you'd never want to go back again. Dessert has two S's because you want to go back for seconds.
Okay.
That
now,
is your,
now I know how to spell it.
That is
it.
Your
Thank you.
Lesson in spelling from Main Street Magic.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think so. Probably not, but you can go ahead.
They have, for desserts, a New York cheesecake, mango sorbet, chocolate pudding cake, mango pie, shortbread, cookie crust, whipped topping, raspberry sauce, pineapple upside down cake, fried wontons, skewers of fresh pineapple and cream.
Hold on. Slow down here. Do you not know how to read bullet points? That's what we got was the last one. First of all, they're getting a deal on mangoes. It appears. You got a mango pie, you got a mango sorbet. Now, why don't you talk about our order? Yeah, what about you talk about our order, which was the fried wontons, which I then included the description underneath. Yeah, they're just called fried wontons. And then I included the description underneath. These are $9.99. Now, why don't you read the description and talk about them? You're like robot, like mango pie, pineapple upside down cake, fried wonton, skewers of fresh pineapple, and ice cream. There's bullets. You're going to put a bullet in me, aren't you? All right, go ahead and talk about the fried wontons.
They're skewers of fresh pineapple and cream cheese wontons, vanilla ice cream, and a honey vanilla drizzle for $9.99. And these cream cheese wontons were sweet. Like, it was cream cheese inside. They were fantastic.
So good. These are awesome. I love the presentation.
The kids tried some.
Yeah. Now it was skewered as, so you had the cream cheese wonton, and then you had the pineapple skewered with it. You never ate the pineapple because it was cooked.
It was? I didn't think it was.
No, it was warm. I just didn't want it. Was warm.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
There was strawberry too.
Yeah. These were awesome. The vanilla ice cream was so good. It was like that. There's such a big difference between vanilla ice cream and vanilla bean ice cream. And I felt like this was more of a vanilla bean. Yeah, where it really has that strong vanilla flavor. You can almost see the little brown specks from the vanilla bean in it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I loved this. The honey vanilla drizzle, all that. I thought this was outstanding.
You want to get it again?
I would. I would really like to do the mango pie.
Why?
I love mango. Oh. I love, love, love mango. So I think that, would be outstanding. Okay. I'd like to try that next time.
Okay. Let's do that.
I will say we'll wrap it up here on this one in a minute. But of course, you have your non-alcoholic beverages, which Lacey got the souvenir panda head jug handle thingy with the straw coming out of it and all, right?
Yeah.
And what was the drink she got in there?
A Coke. Because you were...
You could choose from some frozen beverages, though,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And she chose Coke.
Yes.
Yeah.
She actually didn't drink much of it, and Kaylin did, because it is and reminds people of the rainforest cup.
The frog one.
But see, on the bottom, there's like a little toy in it.
Yeah.
On rainforest.
Yeah.
But not this one. It's just the panda head. And she...
But it reminded her of Rainforest Cafe where she got sick, and immediately her brain was like, I don't want to drink this.
So she drank like a couple of sips, and then she was like, I'm done.
I thought it was going to be, and I guess I should have known because it was a kid's thing. I was thinking it was going to be more of a, souvenir cup, I guess, not for adults. I mean, not like, you know what I mean? I wasn't thinking it was going to be like an enclosed, it was going to have a panda head on it. I just thought it was going to be something different.
I believe this is also the same cup you can get next door at the to-go place, pretty much. What is the service?
The local cafe? Yeah, Yak and Yeti local food cafe.
Yep.
Of course, they got specialty drinks, full bar, selection of beer, wine, and they have sake.
Sake.
Yeah.
Sake to me.
final thoughts. This place does not sake.
No. And it is fantastic, and I look forward to going again.
I do too. I love this place. I mean, it was weird for us to be in Animal Kingdom and not go to Nomad Lounge.
I know. It kind of was. But the girls really enjoyed this one.
I think they did. I think we absolutely loved it. Again, this is a place that I'm not saying I would individually order every item on this menu. I don't see an item on this menu that I wouldn't eat. I don't think I wouldn't eat. Like there's plenty of places that I go and I'm like, I probably wouldn't order that. I would never order that. I would order and try every last item on this menu.
Wow.
And again, it's so extensive, but I think it's great. It's so extensive. You can go back again. We love, all right. The food at Nomad Lounge is delicious. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is amazing. But we often have to get the same thing over and over again because it's not a huge selection.
Right.
This is a place, honestly, you could go here. We could literally visit this place. We go, 15 to 16 times in a year to Disney, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say we spend 15 to 16 days in Animal Kingdom a year at Disney. we could go here every single one of those and never order the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm. And that's maybe, pretty awesome. Maybe this should be our new Nomad. It
might be our
lounge.
New Nomad. I know. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, I would love if they had a lounge area.
Yes.
That you could just sit and relax and
get
a break.
And I felt like we kind of did. We did. It was nice.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see this as a walk up next time without reservations and see what it might be like.
Not during
spring break. Heck no.
They do not take tables in Wonderland, yes, but they do take annual pass holder
for 10%.
For 10%.
Which is not going to save you on alcohol.
Correct.
So remember that? I was a little surprised. Well, I think they're a Landry's restaurant, which would obviously explain the Panda Head and Frog Head combination because they're owned by the same place. Because Rainforest is Landry's as well.
Yeah.
So if you are a Landry's member, that you can do that $25, for per year. You do get priority seating if you are a walk up. So something to think about. I'm still wondering if we should go ahead and just do it. And as soon as you sign up, you get a $25 gift certificate.
Okay.
So we will sign up for that. All right. We're just going to stop the episode now. It's over. Signing up for Landry's. All right. Next, would you like to talk about Pepe by Jose Andres?
Why is that funny?
I'm having a night.
Well, yes.
I was going to say, would you like to talk about Jose Andres Pepe?
No, don't say it that way.
Well, that's why I started to laugh, because I thought of that, and then I thought I should reverse it and say Pepe. Goodness. By Jose Andres. All right. You want to go over some of the details of this one?
Yeah.
Before I say something rude again?
Yes, I would. This is actually connected to Helio, which is the brand new...
Helio.
I'm just going to start calling it J-Lo.
I know.
J-Leo.
I still think we call it J-Leo.
J-Lo.
It's like, well, it's like J-Lo. Just like Jome coming.
Mm-hmm. If you are a member of Club 32, we went ahead and live streamed our lunch and where it seats, because you can sit in Pepe, which is actually in Helio. Yeah. So this is Disney Springs, the west side, and it is right across from Splitsville.
Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick, because we went, we kind of had, I'm going to call it brunch, which included alcoholic beverages at Splitsville sitting outside at around 10:30, 11 a.m.
Oh. Well, I had a Bloody Mary.
I know, but you love Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Where would you rank the Splitsville Bloody Mary?
Oh, it was really cool because when I ordered it, I said spicy, and he said, how spicy? And I'm like, oh, and he goes, on a scale of 1 to 10. And he's like, 7. And I was like, yeah, 7, because I like spicy. So apparently, what'd he say, 10, he takes fresh cut jalapenos and muddles them and then puts it in there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't say that, because the 7, he, like, apparently Jeremy saw him, like, squeeze a whole bunch of sriracha. And it was very spicy. But I was also that weekend trying to fight sinuses, and it sucks fighting them. So I was like, let me just burn it out. So it was pretty spicy, and it was great, but I would go back and do probably a 5 or 6 to enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Unless I was fighting sinuses again.
Yeah.
And then
I
might say 10.
But it was good. We had a blast sitting there. I had a mojito. Our bartender Tony was, I would almost venture to say, one of the best.
He was awesome.
If not the best bartender we've ever had. No. It wasn't crazy busy, so we had a lot of opportunity to kind of talk to him. And he was asking us about, like, our favorite spots to eat and things to do at Disney. And we're asking him. And, I mean, it was awesome. Like, it made the whole experience. And we actually, I think, sat there even longer because he was awesome. Like, we were really enjoying, like, talking to him. And as I watched him interact with other people that were coming up, he was really, really good.
And he's an amazing guy, because he looks at everything glass half full.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, somebody could walk up and be like, hey, I need a beer. And he'd be like, hey, what's up? You know, and
what I love, so They have, and shoot, now I can't, I might have been the Swamp Runner. So they have a wall on the back of the bar, and this is sitting outside, which is at Splitsville, which is an amazing place.
And they're all ices, and they add liquor. So, like, children can get these.
No, yes. I don't think that was correct. There were two actual icy flavors, and then there are surrounding ones that are pre-mixed, I thought. Like you would go to a Fat Tuesdays or Wet Willie's. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure one of the kids had the Swamp.
I don't think so. I think you're incorrect, but I could be wrong. But anyway, one of them, I saw several people come up and ask about it. And he said, that's my favorite. It tastes like the three-layered pops, popsicles you used to get from an ice cream truck. That's the blue, the red, white, and blue.
Funny.
Every person that ordered one took a sip, and they're like, oh my God, you're so right. That's exactly what it tastes like.
That's funny.
And like, I could picture it in my brain going, I know what that drink tastes like, and I don't even have to have it.
Yep.
So, all right. So we finished up there, and we went over to Pepe.
Uh huh.
What is the price range here?
It's $14.99 and under per adult.
Yep.
So it's cheap for lack of a better
quick service.
Term.
Yeah,
quick service.
Dining plans, you get 2019. They're all going to be 2019. That's the year. Regular dining plan, the deluxe dining plan, and the quick service dining plan are all accepted. Lunch and dinner are basically served from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
Does the menu change for dinner, or it's just the...
No, it's the same.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And that's why it's flat out, like, you know, you notice, like, and if we go back to Yak and Yeti, they have a lunch menu and they have a dinner menu, but they're pretty much apples to apples. They're almost the same. There may be very, very slight, you know, separations, but again, they're actually breaking for dinner for a dinner service. This place is just a quick service all day long. 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it says, I'll just read right off their site.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Spanish and you can do better than me.
Well, no, not too much. Delight in a delicious Spanish sandwich brought to you by Jose Andres, the celebrated James Beard award-winning and Michelin-starred chef. The first brick-and-mortar restaurant location of his famed food truck hailing from Washington, D.C., Pepe and Disney Springs beckons you with tastes of Spain and fan favorites to please every palate. After just one mouth-watering bite, you'll want to park yourself at Pepe for lunch and dinner. Many of the signature sandwiches are made with pan de cristal, a delectable thin and crispy bread unique to Spain. Savor a bowl of gazpacho, soup laden with wholesome goodness, reminiscent of the Mediterranean, or dig into a seasonal salad. Linger a while over a glass of sangria and leave with a soft-serve ice cream to go. Honestly, that's actually a really good description of everything. Like that actually was well written. So Jose Andres, is famed again. James Beard. God, I cannot talk tonight. James Beard Award is not just given out to everybody. For me, I feel like it's like the Nobel Peace Prize for chefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a very high esteemed award for chefs. And he has this incredible.
So that's something the
Pepe
man.
Truck. Now he's got other. Helio? How am I pronouncing it? I still don't know. I say it different every time. Helio.
I don't know. I have to listen to the...
He has other J. Leo restaurants throughout. Yeah. But again, this is based off of his food truck from D.C. So it's the first brick and mortar of this kind that's serving these sandwiches and all. So this is one that I wouldn't mind digging into the menu or going through the menu because it's not that expensive or extensive. It's not that expensive.
Uh-huh.
So we start off with the sandwiches, which are the pan de cristal, which is that thin Spanish bread. What, my love, did you order?
I ordered the belt. The B-E-L-T. It's $10, and it is a bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
Tomato fresco. Yeah. Well, talk about it because the tomato fresco, I read the tomato fresco on the original description when you got it.
Either. And it's so I don't know if anybody knows what that is because I didn't. But it's almost like to me like a tomato spread.
Yeah. Or almost like tomato jam, tomato spread.
Tomato salsa spread maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. And so there wasn't a whole like juicy like tomato on
it. Yes.
The lettuce, of course, was good and crispy. The bacon was as well. And then the egg that was on it was an actual dippy, runny egg because yeah, I took
like
a
over
bite.
Easy, over yeah, medium
and
style
it
egg.
Started the. Oh, so your, good. Yeah, I don't like that, but you do. So I
love it.
But mine was good, and I made him take all the bites with the runny yolk, but I thought it was excellent.
Yeah,
I don't know if I get it again, I think I would ask if they could make the egg. I don't know. Solid
fried.
I don't know.
Fried.
Is it? I don't know. Solid yeah. Where it's not leaking.
Yeah. And this is a $10 sandwich.
Yep.
What would you say? 5 by 5 inch. It's like almost like the size of like you get a normal like ciabatta bread.
Yeah. And this is something that these are not shareable by any means.
No.
You can take a bite.
Get your own sandwich.
Like you can take a bite of mine, but that's, I mean.
Yeah. No side. We'll get into the sides, which costs extra in just a bit. There are no sides with these, so you're literally talking one sandwich for $10. But I think you're talking very, very high quality ingredients. You're talking great flavors. The only thing I could say is I could have used a bit more bacon, more meat.
Oh, okay, Jared.
But
I didn't know I was sitting next to Jared tonight.
I liked this a lot. And again, for me with the runny egg, I love. When that egg yolk runs and soaks into the bread and it has this almost sweetness to it. Oh, it was good.
Okay.
And I don't traditionally, here's what I like too. I don't traditionally eat a BLT sandwich because most of them are smothered in mayo. No mayo
right,
here.
Yeah.
Because it's using that tomato fresco, which yeah, for me is almost like a crushed tomato sauce with herbs.
Yeah.
So like you said, it's not like real thin where like it's juicy. But it's not so thick that it's just like a biting into a tomato.
Right.
Like a beefsteak tomato or something, right?
Right.
So I like this. One of the other ones they have is a bocata de vegetales. Roasted peppers, onion, asparagus, eggplant, spinach, manchego cheese, and mojo pecan. That sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
I would eat that. And then what I got was the pepito terrina, $14. This is flat iron steak. Caramelized onion and cheese. Traditionally comes with mayo. I asked for no mayo because I don't like mayo. Right.
And it's nice because these aren't like just made. These are made to order.
Yeah.
So
I had to wait about 5 minutes or so. Not too bad.
Yeah.
But that's because they're making them to go.
Right. And so you got to say no mayonnaise, which
nice. This was an awesome. This was a great
really
steak
good.
Sandwich.
I took you know, a few bites.
Yeah. And first of all, I love flat iron steak.
Uh-huh.
It is has enough muscle in it, and it's got enough. It's like a stringiness, so it's very tender. And you cut it along the bias, so it really pulls apart. The cheese and all was great. The caramelized onions, the bread. I don't think it's on the menu. I want to just go in there and just get bread. Like I could see just saying, I don't know if you can. I'd love to go in and just say, I just want your bread. Like I want like a sack of bread.
Sack of bread.
And I would just walk around Disney Springs just eating it as is.
Okay.
It is that bread where the outside is so crispy, but then the inside is nice and soft and it's porous. You know what I mean? Like it's a very light bread because it's like holes kind of in it. You know what I'm trying to say? Not at all.
Like an English muffin?
Yeah, a little bit like an English muffin.
Nooks and
crannies? Yeah. Don't say nooks and crannies. All right, next we're going to move on to their sandwiches that are pressed bikini sandwiches. They have a bikini de jamón and queso, which is $10. This is ham, cheese, and mustard. They have a bikini cuatro quesos, which is $10. This is grilled cheese with a side of honey mustard.
Does it mean it's half naked?
Really? Oh, I had to look at it again to try and get your
bikini?
Joke. That's fair. No, I don't think that's what it means. But then they have sandwiches on a roll. They should have a Hercules.
Why?
Herc was on a roll. Do you remember from the song?
Oh. He ain't
like a roll.
Spanish.
I know, but he's on a roll.
He's a Greek god.
Okay, you're a Greek god. They have a Pollo Frito for $12. This, I think I would get next time. Breaded chicken breasts, papara peppers, gym lettuce, aioli, brava sauce, and sherry dressing. They have a chistora for $10. This is a Spanish sausage aioli and brava sauce. They do have a Frankfurt for $8, which is an all-beef hot dog.
Ooh.
Very, very Spanish.
I'm going to get me a hot dog.
Why would they not have a chorizo? Don't you think that would make more sense?
Mm-hmm. But Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe this is just to like to appeal to the people that that don't want to like.
There's no child menu.
No, there's no children's menu.
So maybe.
So maybe that's what they're doing.
The Frankfurt.
Then they have, this sounds good. They have a Serrano Imechengo, which is $9.50. This is Serrano ham, manchego cheese, and a tomato fresco.
That sounds good.
That sounds outstanding. Then they have cold sandwiches. They have a Football Club Barcelona for $9. This is sliced chicken, tomato, lettuce, bacon, red onion, and mayonnaise. Again, sounds amazing.
Now, these are up in the... Where you can just grab them?
The cold sandwiches are those really, really long, thin ones. Like, they're literally... Like, they look like they're...
quarter size, right?
Yeah, they're half interesting. Yeah, then okay, so then the next one
you can just get them, right?
Or, yeah,
okay,
yes, I think they would just pull those out and they just hand them to you.
Okay,
next they have a Russo for $8. This is a salad of beet, pea, carrot, egg, cornichon, and hopefully a barf bag because that sounds disgusting. I'm sorry, I know Yak and Yeti, I would eat anything on the menu. I would not eat anything on the menu here. I'm not getting a salad of beet, pea, carrot, egg, and cornichon.
I'm going to get it the next
cornichon
time.
Are the tiny pickles, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're those tiny little devil's pickles that they always put like on charcuterie boards. And they usually have a toothpick or something going through them. And then you have, peas. I'm not a pea fan. Peas are gross, man. Like just a pea, just a regular pea. It's great. Like, I like snap peas. I like snow peas. I don't like pea peas. Just saying. And salad of beet.
Oh, my Lord.
Would you try this?
Yeah.
If I buy you one, you will try this.
I'll try
it. You will eat it.
I won't.
You have to eat the whole thing.
No.
$8. I want my money's worth. $8 isn't bad. All right. Then they have an atun, which is $8. This is preserved tuna, mayonnaise, onion, celery, corn. Sorry. I just couldn't get through it. I don't even
You're not eating it.
Why do they have preserved tuna? What are they preserving it from?
I don't know. From the ocean.
And then it's got mayonnaise, onion. This is basically tuna salad.
Yeah.
And it's got a cornichon. So you basically have a beet. Yeah, you have beet salad. I don't want to read these anymore. I want to go home. I want my mom. Okay. All right. We're gonna move on to the sides because, again, it's... Well, we'll wrap up at the end, but all right. They have a gazpacho for $4. Classic chilled Spanish soup made with tomato, cucumber, and peppers. I would really like to try this. It's cold
That's
soup.
Cold soup. That's
it's
weird.
Actually How served. It's served.
Then why
in,
is it called soup?
It's served in a jug. It's served in a small plastic jug.
That's weird.
And you drink it.
Ew.
Yeah.
And it got stuff in it.
It's It's all pureed.
Mm.
It's like a liquid.
It's chunky.
It's basically it's kind of like a it's like a soup smoothie.
That's
Think
weird.
Of it that way. Yeah. They have frutas, $4. This is seasonal fruit. Right. Then they have patatas bravas for $6.
That?
This is the potato chips, aioli, and brava sauce.
Yeah,
we did get
that was
this.
Good.
Wasn't that great?
Okay.
I don't know. The sauces were weird. It had the aioli, and my brain just starts thinking mayonnaise. I didn't care for it.
I thought it was okay.
And for $6, it was a ripoff. I will say that.
Well, because it was just the potato chips for $4.
From a bag. Yeah.
Right.
So his standard Jose Andreas potato chips, which are bagged.
Are $4.
And they're like just regular. They're not even like as thick as kettle chips. Right?
Well, they were kind of.
Yeah. They were like between a Lay's and a kettle chip.
Okay.
The chips were great. I'm just saying $4 for a bag of chips.
Well, it's $4 for a bag of chips.
It better be all that.
$2. For just the squirty stuff on top of them.
Right. Leave the squirty stuff to yourself. Go put it on your cornichon and preserve tart. Then they have a torta de aceite for
What's
$2.
That?
It's like
a bread?
Shoot, what is it? No, it's like Sorry. A short. No, it is like a shortbread. I think it's like a sweet shortbread for $2. Or you can get the torta de aceite a six pack for $11.
What's that?
It's the same thing, just six of them. Are you not listening? Jeez. All right. For salads, they have a campera for $10. This is tuna, hard-boiled egg. See, this is regular tuna. They don't have to preserve it. Tuna, hard-boiled egg, leafy greens, onion, papara peppers, tomatoes, olives, and a sherry dressing. That sounds like something you'd really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have an ensalada verde, which is leafy greens, papara peppers, red onion, cherry tomato, olives, sherry dressing for $7. I would love if they could add that flat iron steak to that salad. Well, that would be good.
Trying to be vegetarian, right?
Well, yeah, if you don't want to eat meat.
Anyways.
Then they have the desserts. They have a leche merengada for $5. This is the classic Spanish flavors of sweetened milk, cinnamon, and lemon. They have a sorbet for $5, which is a seasonal variety. Or they have a swirl of that sorbet for $5. They do have beer, wine, and some non-alcoholic beverages. I enjoyed a beer, which actually came in a plastic stemless wine glass.
Yeah, it was cute.
That says Helio on it. Mm-hmm. By Jose Andres, which is pretty cool. So we brought that home.
Yeah,
which I
and
liked.
Then next time I want to get the sangria because they have sangria.
Yes, they
and
do.
And I think you might get the whole thing in a keepsake.
Yeah, they actually serve it in like a keepsake
jug thingy.
Carafe. I would call it. Yeah. Yeah, not a jug. But all right, final Pepe thoughts.
It was great, and I would like to go back. And the seating where we sat was beautiful because you were looking at, you were overlooking Helio.
I would be interested in sitting in there during. Well, they start from our understanding Saturday. What we were told. So this episode comes out Friday. So tomorrow they are going to start lunch seating for Helio.
Yes,
I would be interested to sit in Pepe when Helio is filled with people.
Yes, I
and
would
see
too.
What it's like.
Yeah,
if it's a better it atmosphere, awesome. If it's not, because it was so nice and quiet that day.
Right,
and we sat right up by the window. You could overlook Disney Springs, right there near the movie theater, looking at Splitsville, all of that stuff, which I really enjoyed. I would really like to go back. My biggest gripe is put a side of chips with these sandwiches. I don't think it would hurt to put. You know, again, you're talking about to me. These, it's not like, it'd be one thing if they were back there making those chips fresh. They were literally frying them fresh, but they're prepackaged
chips.
In a bag. Yep. That's the only thing I would say to not get a side with a $10 to $14 sandwich. And again, these aren't massive sandwiches. That's
correct.
Why you don't want to split. It's the only thing that I think was a true negative.
Yeah.
You could literally, if you thought that you wanted to go here and you needed your own meal, you know, bring your own bag of chips. I mean, really. And I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, parting words on either Yak and Yeti or Pepe? We really wanted to do Helio this trip. They were only open for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We had plans to do dinner on Saturday evening. But we had friends, our neighbors were coming into town, coming into Disney. Both of the girls are really good friends with their daughter, and we did not want them to miss the opportunity to hang out with a friend at Disney, what they've been begging for.
Yep.
And we really wanted to see our neighbors and hang out around Epcot. So we had to kind of make a last minute, you know, pivot and move and decide not to do it this trip. We will certainly do it on an upcoming trip. We had Pepe. So we will certainly do Helio on an upcoming trip and bring you guys a full review of that.
Yes.
Because so far I have seen very, very good things about it. It is a tad expensive.
Okay.
But food-wise, service-wise, atmosphere-wise, I haven't personally seen anything negative.
Awesome.
So that's pretty cool. So I'll be excited to try that out. Awesome. So thank you guys so very much for listening and putting up with us on this other late evening. I know 10 o'clock doesn't seem late for most people, but it is for us, especially because you work like 12-hour days. So if you have not done so already, please go out and not only subscribe to Main Street Magic, make sure you do it to Capture the Magic, as well as the Diz Dudes. And if you're out there, you might as well leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
On this episode, we review...
How do you like it when I make faces?
I was almost going to do it without it. I was going to just.
You can do it. Yeah. See, it's not so easy, is it? When I make faces. Okay.
Well, because I was laughing.
Right. No, you can do it.
But you were making retarded like looking faces.
That's my face.
No, you were like, oops, he just jumped off.
You can do it.
On this episode, we review Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom, as well as give our thoughts on the new quick service option attached to Helio, Pepe. This is episode 163 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Yeah. And you do it.
That was okay. Thank you so much, Expedition Roasters. We actually just ordered their very new blend,
yes.
As well as some others, which are on their way now.
Yes, I'm excited.
So I can't wait to get some. You got some Harry Potter.
Ha ha ha.
Is it that funny? I just said plotter.
I don't know why, but yes, it was. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you so much, Expedition Roasters. We're so excited for the new blend. We just ordered it along with some others. They're on their way, as well as the new Harry Potter. Crap. Maybe I don't say Harry Potter.
Now it's I can say laugh. It. I can say okay, it.
You want to come out of that?
Yeah.
Harry Potter. Until you have to say it, though.
Okay.
Is it Harry Potter?
It's Harry Potter. And right. Emma Watson.
Okay. Late night recording.
People love it.
But why? All right.